Well, my precious family, I don't have a message for you this morning, but we're going to walk through this together, hand in hand. It's July the 13th, 2015, and I spent about 4 hours with the Lord tonight. And when I first saw him, he came to invite me to dance. And after we had danced for a little while, I began to see that he was standing before Pilate, all bloody. Soon after that, he was on the cross, all bloody. And I just spent a very long time comforting him, and the tears were just rolling down his cheeks. And I looked down at what he was looking at beneath us, and I saw armies of military people, just army after army, around the nation in different places, the West Coast. It seemed like there were submarines that were poised to attack on the West Coast in the Pacific Ocean, on the East Coast in the Atlantic Ocean, the southern border with Mexico, and the northern border, and the Gulf of Mexico. There were three ships in the Gulf of Mexico. Anyway, I waited for a message for the longest time, and I just don't really know for sure why he didn't speak to me. So we're holding hands on this one, guys, and you're accompanying me, because I'm not sure if there's something I did that wasn't pleasing to him. But I can tell you this much, we got enemies tonight, and we prayed the binding prayer. I haven't tried to sit with the Lord since that time that we prayed the binding prayer again, and I may do this after we get started here. Now, Ezekiel's going to help me with this because he's my backup. I had gone to the Lord in the Bible promises, asked him if there was a reason why we weren't getting a message, and I didn't get a clear answer. In fact, I don't remember what I did get, but you got something,
yeah.
Right, Ezekiel?
My prayer readings, scriptures, were all about the way of a cross, his conviction, and how he carried his cross alone except for Simon helping him, and then how the soldiers rolled dice for his garments, just everything, right?
That was tonight.
Up to the moment where he breathed his last.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you got, and I saw the tears rolling down his cheeks. He was crucified at the time, and then I had that vision of the United States below us. And you had gone to the Bible promises, and you got enemies, right? In fact, you got like three readings from the Bible promises as to why he wasn't speaking to me. Do you remember what they were? I know one of them was enemies.
When I went to the Lord asking, you know, why he, or if he was going to speak to Claire tonight, I got enemies, and I've been getting enemies and helping troubles.
I got that tonight.
Right, for a couple of days, and not really knowing what it was all about. And of course, you know, you don't just look at the title, you read the scripture underneath it and go down and read the different scriptures. But, you know, the scriptures underneath helping troubles, for example, Psalm 37, verse 39, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble."
That's what stood out to you?
Yeah. And okay. Several others down there about the Lord being our hiding place and preserving us from trouble. Again, the Psalms, Psalm 32. The next reading that I got, or set of readings that I got, were under the title Loneliness, but basically the Lord saying, you know, I love you, I honor you, you're precious in my eyes because you've been honorable. It's almost like the Lord saying, you're under attack right now. First of all, there's some heavy-duty things coming. He's still asking us for fast offerings, whatever our joys, our sorrows, anything that we can give him during the day and night on behalf of souls, for that mercy to flow from the cross and be appropriated properly, you know, applied to them and that they'll receive it. I mean, the grace is there once and for all. He died and opened the way to heaven for us.
And that the message will get delivered,
yeah,
too.
Soft soil and plow the fallow ground.
And, you know, what I felt the Lord was saying to me in the Help in Troubles readings were, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. That one really spoke to me. And then I had three Rhema cards that I pulled from my file. And the first one was, there's never a moment in the day when I am not thinking of you. And another Rhema card that I had gotten earlier, just before I went into prayer, was, I believe in you, too. And was a small Y. So I have one that says, I believe in you, and it's a capital Y, so that means I believe in you, Lord. This one was a small Y, so this one is saying that he believes in me. And then the next thing, you have a lot of friends in heaven. That was the second card, true friends. And the third card was, what I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. So it didn't speak very clearly to me as to why he didn't speak to me tonight. And I'm going to be seeking him. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. Basically that if there's an open door, if there's something that you've done or haven't done, and he's trying to get your attention, he will lift his covering and allow you to be sifted. The hardest thing for me in the world, I got to warn you guys, don't ever be jealous of me, because the hardest thing in the world is when he doesn't speak to me. It is so painful, because I don't feel like I have fresh manna for you. He makes me walk the straight and narrow, and if I get out of line, he withholds that from me. So it could be that he's very quiet tonight. It could be that I've done something that I'm not aware of, and I'm certainly going to continue to seek him about that. It could be that he just doesn't want to talk about it, and he wants us to pray.
That's kind of the impression that I've been getting.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're hurting and you're really in pain over something, you don't necessarily want to talk. It's all about souls, and that's where his heart is. Some souls are going to be comforted and raptured and up and out of here, and some souls are going to have to be here and face the brunt of some terrible things.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, honey. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So pray for us, guys. Pray for me that if I've offended the Lord in some way and left a door open, pray that he'll show me what it is so I can repent and we can be back in receiving fresh manna for you. We love you guys. The Lord bless you.